గోపీజన బల్లవ గిరిబర
Living entities, they have knowledge, that is the difference between matter and living entities. Living entities, they have not knowledge. The dull matter still requires to be developed. They are also covered knowledge. there is knowledge that is discovered, just like the tree. It is also a living entity, but the knowledge is more covered than the moving living entities. There are two kinds of living entities, moving and not moving. Sthavar jangam. Sthavar means standing, cannot move. And jangam means moving. So jangam is better than the sthavar. And amongst the sthavar, there are varieties. The insects, ants, reptiles, serpents, they are also jangam. But one is better than the other, one is better than the other. And finally, we come to this position, human being moving, but better than all the lower animals, insects. Development. Development of consciousness. But originally, we are all pure living entities. We are contaminated by the modes of material nature. The more we are contaminated, our consciousness is covered. That's what he said, gunain, vichitra. Vichitra means varieties. Why is there varieties? The varieties are because according to our association with the different material modes of nature. Therefore there are varieties. There are 8,400,000 varieties of forms, simply on account of different type of association. Bhagavad Gita also says, karanam gunasanga asya sadasya juni jamus. So many varieties of living entities in this material world, they are due to gunai vichitra, by the different qualities, mixture of qualities. The only gross estimation, the mixture is sato raja tamo, the first mixture. So this mixture has to be analyzed and separated. Just like in printing, there is color separation process. It is also like that, color separation process. The satagun, rajagun, tamagun now mixed up by expert management, by expert process, they can be separated and we can come purely on the satagun platform, and as soon as we come to the satagun platform, then we can see things as chindanti sarva saṃśaya. When we are in the mixed up qualities, then muhe, then we are bhil. Just like at the present moment, the human society cannot understand what is God. Cannot understand. Mumuhe. It is the chance, human form of life, to understand God. And therefore, Shastra Vedanta says, Atha to Brahma Jigyasa. Now you inquire about Brahma. Uttishtata jagrata prapta varam nimodata. Why you are sleeping again? This is a chance. There is a very good example. The some people, they keep the 50 bar and they are trained up to walk on the field and again come in the cage. So the master gives him the chance, now get out, come in the free field. So if he likes, he can go out, fly away. But his attraction is so acute that after some time walking on the field, again, the master says, again he enters. He could fly away. This is a chance. Similarly, the mother material nature or Durga Devi. Durga means the superintendent of the prison house material. Durga. Durga. He cannot go out. That is called Durga. Durga means court also. Very difficult. Duruha, to go out. So, the superintendent is called Durga. The mother Durga is the superintendent of this material world. Srishti Sthiti Palaya Sadhana Sakti Jeta. Very powerful. She has got 10 hands. 10 hands means 10 directions. East, west, and north, south, and the 4 corners, 8, and up and down. 10 directions. Dasa Di. So she is watching all sides. He cannot get out. Therefore she is called Durga Di. This material world is called Devi Dham, the place where the Devi, Mother Durga, is the superintendent. Devi Disha Gunami Maya, she is called also Maya, Devi Maya. Maya, whose Maya? It is Krishna's Maya. Maya means something wonderful, mystic. Or Maya means illusion, so many different meanings. Maya means affection also. So, samaya aga, this Durga Devi Maya is Krishna's Maya. Just like prison house is also government house. But it is not as good as the government. It is government, supervised by the proprietor, is the government. It is looked after by the government. You can call it government house. But government house is different, Raj Bhavan. Similarly, everything belongs to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Isha Vastam, Idam Sadvam. Everything belongs to Him. Therefore Krishna says, Mamo Maya, Mamo Maya, Devi Jisa Gunamai Mamo Maya. That is creation of Krishna. It is necessary. Somebody's question is asked, why Krishna created this material energy which is so miserable condition? Dukkhalayam Vatasatam. So it is not Krishna willingly created, but he gave the chance to the living entities who forgot Krishna. He forgot Krishna's service and wanted to enjoy this material world. Indriya tattvam, indriya pritaya, nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Here, they are doing just against the law. Kurute bikarma. Karma bikarma and aparma. So, we have very good experience, especially in big cities. People just to get money, they are doing so many unlawful activities. Bikarma. That is bikarma. They know that if I do this, it is punishable by law, that is still for getting money, they do that. That is the nature of this material world. False sense gratification. One can do anything. Risking life also. The thief is stealing, stealing, hiding, and risking life to get some money. Why money? And money will supply his sense gratification. Therefore, when one is after sense gratification, he is mad. He becomes mad. Balwan Indiya Grama, Duddanta, Indiya Grama, these are the adjectives. Duddanta, Indriya, Kalasat, Papatali. These are the descriptions. Indriya, the senses, are just like snakes. Kalasat Papatali, as a snake, as soon as it bites, immediately there is death. So similarly, our indriyas, the material senses, are like Duddanta Indriya Kalasat Papatali, and we are using it. These senses are being used in this material world. Therefore, we say, Nunam Pramatta, that become mad. Mad after sense gratification. Then the sublime sense gratification is sex. Therefore it is advised that matra sastra duhitrava nami vikasani vase balavan indiya grama vidvansa vidarsati. So we shall be very much careful about the senses. The whole yogic process means control the senses. Yoga indriya sangla. Indriyas are so powerful that it drags us to the hellish condition of life. It's very difficult. So, this material world means all crazy, mad fellow. After sense gratification. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Why? They are acting unlawful things, either stately unlawful or according to scripture unlawful. Jat indriya pritaye only for sense gratification. Jat indriya pritaye aptinoti. So, Shastra says, it is a statement of Vishad there, he says, Nasadhumannes. No, is that good? Nasadhumannes, jato atmanayam, atmana de so, asannapi klesa vyasadeha. The atma is covered by this material body, although it is temporary. Sometimes it is far, 10 years or sometimes 20 years, sometimes 100 years, sometimes millions of years, but it is limited. Either you get the body of Lord Brahma or the body of the poor ant, they are all temporary. It will be finished. So although it is finishable, munam pramatta kurute vikarma jadindriya pritaya aknoti. Jato atmanayam asan. Asannati. Asan means it is temporary. But so long you have got this body, klesada, it is painful, always miserable. Adhyakti adibhauti adibhaivi. Some kinds of miserable conditions must be going on. So this is our position. Therefore, atma-darsha. One must know what he is. He is spiritual being. Spiritual being has nothing to do with this material world. But somehow or other, we have fallen in this material world. Anadi karamo phale pori bhavan navajale. It is just like ocean. So, just like if you fall down from the boat or the sea, then it is struggle for existence. You may be very nice swimmer, and that does not mean in the water you will be comfortable. That is not possible. Similarly, we living entities, part and parcel of God, we are as pure as God. Krishna, God, is pure. Parabrahma param dhamo pavitram paramam bhava. Pavitra. So similarly, pavitra means without material contaminants. That is pavitra. So the avavitra pavitra va sarvavatthangatu api va jasmare pundarikakhaṁ sa bhaja abhantaram suci. This is the process that you may be pure or impure. Material condition means impure, contaminated condition. So, to get out of this contaminated condition, the Shastra says, Dasmare Pundarikakam. If you always constantly think of Pundarikakam, the lotus eye, Krishna or Vishnu, Dasmare Pundarikakam sa bahya abhantaram suci. He becomes externally and internally suci, purified. So, at the present moment, our position is contaminated position by the contact of the three modes of material nature. Gunai Vichitra. Gunai Vichitra. You see so many varieties of life. Different varieties of life. Uchavas. Some of them are higher, in higher position, some of them are lower position. But this Vichitra soul is pure. That is one quality. But this Vichitra quality, why Vichitra means variety? Because guna. Karanam guna sangas. Why one has become dog and one has become God? God means demigod. They are also living entities within this material world. But they live in the higher planetary system. That's why here also you see some of them are living in high skyscraper buildings, very comfortable apartment, and some are living in the huts, jhopri. In Bombay you can see both things are there. Similarly, these demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, and many others, they are also living very comfortably in higher planets. They are also living it. But they are mostly in the Satogo. And here, in this planet, or lower than this planet, they are mostly in Rajogun and Tamogun. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdhanga chanti sattasva. If you develop Satogo, then gradually you can be elevated to the higher planetary system where the demigods live. Madhya tishtanti rajasa. If you are affected by the rajagun, then the middle planetary system means bhur bhuva sa. Om bhur bhuva sa. Tatsabitu varannam bhargo devasam. So, and lower planet, then tal, atal, nital, patal, rathatal, talatal, there are so many down planetary systems. There are 14 planetary systems. 7 down, 7 up. So, this is going on. This is going on. That's what is called Gunai Vichitra. All these living entities and their living conditions, their mode of life, standard of life, everything, they are simply contamination of the three gunas. Three gunai vichitra. Sijatin sarupa prakitin praja. Sarupa prakitin. They are getting this form according to the tendency of the mind, sarupa. If I contaminate tamagun, then I get lower grade. Like if I contaminate rajagun, then middle grade life. And if we contaminate, that is also contamination. But it is better than the other two. So all of them are material qualities. That is unwanted association of the living entity. That is not required. Because in the Vedas it is said, asangayam purusha. The living entity has nothing to do with these material qualities. But somehow or other he has come in contact. Therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, anadi karma phale pori bhavar nava jale. And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says like that, oi nanda tanuja potitam king karanamam bhishame bhavambhu. My dear Lord, Nanda Tanuja, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Oi nanda tanuja potitam king karanamam. I am, somehow or other, have fallen in this ocean of material existence. Kindly pick me up and make me the dust of your lotus feet. It's like if you are in the ocean, somehow or other, if you have taken 1 inch above the water, you immediately feel relief. So you have to become at least 1 inch above these material qualities. Then you are liberated immediately. So who can do that? That is done by Krishna. Not the demigods can do that. It is not possible. Only Krishna can do it. Just like if one is condemned to death, nobody can save him. Only the king can save him. The president can save him. Nobody can save him. It is not by law. Nobody can save him. One is condemned to death. Everyone knows that. By king's mercy, by president's mercy. So similarly, we are here in this material world just like condemned to death. Condemned to practical, condemned to death. Who is not condemned to death here? Who can say, no, I am not condemned to death? Can anyone say? Everyone is condemned to death. As sure as death, that is condemned to death. Why shall I die? If my nature, constitutional position is na jayate na mriyate, I do not take birth, I do not die, then why I am dying? That is condemned to death. So condemned to death, we are acting in such a way that is nunam pramattap kurute vikarma. We have got one life, and there is, according to the body, the dog is working in a certain way, the cat is working in a certain way, the man is working in a certain way, the brahmana is working in a certain way, the shudra is working in a certain way, according to the body. The child is working in a certain way, the grown-up young man is doing in a certain way. So, according to body, we are working in different way, vichitra, but they are all contaminated activities. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oi nanda tanuja patitam king karanama. I understand that I am your eternal servant. My position is your servant. But I prefer to become the servant of Maya. Therefore, this is my fallen position. if you kindly take me again. And he is ready. Krishna is ready. Therefore he comes personally to canvass that why you are rotting in this material world. Karma-dhammān parityajya-māmekam saranam bhaja. Just like fathers, same father, request the builder's son, why, my dear son, you are suffering in this way? Why don't you come back to home? Live peacefully and blissfully. But no, we are determined. We are determined. Although Krishna is canvassing, his devotees are canvassing. No. No, sir. We shall enjoy here. And what is enjoyment? Birth and death, disease and old age, is that enjoyment? But they have no brain to understand. Dal, mulha, duskidino. Therefore Krishna says, namana duskidinam mulha, prapadante narana. Krishna says, surrender unto me, I give you protection. But they will not do. Why? Because duskitinam mula naradhama. That is the position. So, because we are duskitinam mula naradhama, therefore there are so many varieties of life. Gunaini vichitra is the thing. And that is being done by the material nature. Karanam gunasangasta sadasat janmajunishu. Prakite-kirmanani gunai-karmani, gunai-karmani sarvas. Prakite, nature's law, it is so perfect machine. One, yeah, several times said, there is perfect machinery. If you have contaminated the germs of cholera, smallpox, and anything, venereal disease, then you must suffer from this. The machine is working. Similarly, the machine of the prakriti is working very finely. As soon as you contaminate one kind of satagun, rajagun, tamagun, then you become contaminated and your activities and your body and your mode of life, everything according to that, contaminated. So in order to save ourselves from this contamination, the only process is, as Krishna says, sarva dhammān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. Aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mukkhaṃ. Here, the so-called pious activity, that is also simplified. That is our mental concoction. We are meant, this is pious and this is impious. But to remain in this material world is still impious. Because it is contamination. So when you are diseased, contaminated, so where is the difference of pious activities and impious activities? It is simply imagination. In the material world, there cannot be any pious activities. Because the result is suffering, birth and death and old age. Then where is your pious activity? It is simply concoction. So, when Krishna says sarva dharmān parityajya, sarva means all. What is that all? Because we have created something pious and impious. Something good, something bad. So Krishna says, you rascal, give up all this bad and good. Your so-called bad and good has no value. The only value is that you surrender unto me. And then, that is value. Otherwise, you concoct. This is very good, this is very bad. In the prison house, if you think, a first-class prison is very nice. But after all, it is prison house. Your independence is cut down. So, you may think that if it is actually first-class citizens, politicians, they are given first-class classification of prison house. Does it mean the politicians want to remain there for good? Why do they want to come out? So, Similarly, here in this material world, it is simply vichitra, variety. He calls this is first class, this is second class, this is third class. It is only varieties. Actually, it is all third class. There is no first class, second class. Gunai vichitra. Just like you like some color. Somebody likes red color, somebody likes blue color, sometimes yellow color. But after all, it is color. You like this or that. Similarly, satogun is yellow color, and tamogun is blue color, and rajogun is red color. So you may like this color or that color, after all it is material color. So you should become free from all this colorful life of material existence, and you become pure. But how you can become pure? That is also given in the Bhagavad. Sagunan samapitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpita. Gunan, here it is said, gunai vichitta. By the colorful mixture of these modes of material nature, there are so many varieties, varieties of the modes of nature. But if you want to be out of this colorful material life, and you realize yourself, aham brahmasmi, I am brahma, and I am the same quality as God, then you have to engage yourself in devotional service. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogi na jase vate sagunan samatita etan brahma bhuyayakal. Brahma-bhūta prasannātmā nathūsti nakāṅkati samasthaleshu bhūteshu madhvakti labhati. So, try to come to the platform of satogun, not satogun, brahma-bhūta, transcendental, spiritual platform, come to this brahma-bhūta. Then, your life will be successful. And if you want to lead this colorful life, sometimes Brahma, sometimes dog, sometimes cat, sometimes human being, sometimes king, sometimes worn of the stool, in this way, if you like this colorful life, the colorful life is going by the mode of material nature. As we are contaminating different colorful life, we are becoming having this body. So, in order to, the Buddha philosophy gives little hint only, nibbana. You just finish this colorful life, but it does not give further enlightenment. Simply, it gives the hint that you finish nibbana. Nibbana means finish this colorful life. Become zero. He said, zero, sunnabadi. But actually we cannot be zero. Because we are eternal, how we can be zero? We have to enter another colorful life. That is spiritual life. That is spiritual life. Simply we need zero. That is not. That is little better that you understand that this colorful life of material existence is not good. But what is your positive engagement? Unless you are positively engaged in another superior colorful life, you cannot give up this base colorful life. And that engagement into superior colorful life is devotional life. Just see, superior. Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sushukham kottumabva. Sushukham. Su means very nice. And sukham means happy. The devotional service is so nice and happy. You see, the devotional service, you always engage, you are always engaged in the deity worship, bring nice cloth, instead of dressing yourself with nice cloth, dress Krishna in nice clothes, then your desire for dressing nicely will vanish. Param Vishnani Vatsate. Bhakta is satisfied when Krishna is very nicely dressed. He doesn't care for his own dress. Therefore, this colorful life is doomed. Here, we are trying to become very nicely dressed, to be attractive by others. But when one becomes a Vaishnava, he is no more interested in this colorful life. But he is interested in the colorful life of Krishna. He is interested. Param Vishkani Vattate. He is satisfied. Sri Vigraharadhana Mittanana Singharatana Mandiramajana. When the devotee sees that Krishna is very nicely dressed, Krishna is very nicely ornamented with garlands, with jewels, Sri Vigraharadhana Mittanana, daily changing, and the temple is very clean, and Krishna is offered Chaturvidhasri Bhagavat Prasad. Chabbatasra Lejjapaya, varieties of prasada. His life becomes happy in that way. Not by enjoying them, but offering to Krishna. This is another colorful life. So if you change your colorful life of this material existence, and if you take to the colorful life, if you simply make zero, then it will not be fruitful. Because we cannot become zero. It is not possible. People say that you become desireless. That is impossible. How we can become desireless? That is the life, to desire. The desire has to be purified. That is one thing. That purified means, instead of desiring a very nice dress for yourself, when you desire a nice dress for Krishna, this is purified. This is purified. Instead of desiring yourself to eat very nice palatable dishes, if you offer Krishna nice palatable dishes, then you become desireless. This is desire. So, you will not be bereft of the prasad. Whatever you are offering to Krishna, Krishna is so kind, he will eat and he will leave it again, the same, very tasteful, and he will eat it, and he becomes spiritual. Krishna is not hungry, that because he is giving very palatable dishes, and he will eat everything. He is self-sufficient. He is being offered such nice dishes by many thousands of goddesses of fortune, including Radharani. And so he has no need for your nicely prepared pusta. But he is so kind that he comes to accept it just to deliver it. Take it like that. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.